The songs our grandparents sang can tell us who we are. Here in the U.S., the Lomax family became famous in the 1930s when they set out to preserve some of this country's most revered folk music. That's a spiritual about the sinking of the Titanic, sung by a group of convicts in 1933. So much history and culture in one recording. It's a very human instinct to want to preserve the present so future generations can learn from it. NPR's Alice Fordham brings us the story of one such effort happening in a Gulf state, a place where capturing the present is a race against time.
The tiny, super-rich state of Qatar takes pride in its modernity, with gleaming skyscrapers and lucrative gas fields. But it's also investing in a huge history project. The Qatar Digital Library began as a brainchild of the ruler's wife, Sheikh Moza, and was put together with Richard Gibby from the British Library.
Her Highness Sheikh Moza and the Qatar Foundation are very keen to put their local people in touch with their own past.
Last year, the library made public a digitized archive of Arab scholarship, maps, artwork, particularly from Gulf countries like Kuwait, Oman, and Iraq. And there's also a music archive. They collected early recordings on discs made from shellac, like this one, of Kuwaiti musician Abdallah Fadala in the 1950s. Some of the subject matter is perhaps surprising these days. It's about how much he enjoys drinking glasses of whiskey. Some places in the Gulf implemented the Islamic ban on alcohol less strictly a couple generations back than they do now. These recordings give a glimpse of how all kinds of things have changed. This is a group of Iraqi musicians playing in 1932. The singer, Muhammad al-Gubanchi, was Muslim, but the band were nearly all Jewish. In the early 1920s, almost half of Baghdadis were Jewish, including famous musicians like this singer, Sitt Salima Murad, recorded in 1933. By the 50s, after the creation of Israel, most Jews had been pushed out of Iraq, and the musical traditions largely died out. Curators say this archive is preserving music that could otherwise be lost, and they're also preserving disappearing cultures. 100 years ago, many people in countries like Qatar and Kuwait were itinerant Bedouin or seafarers. This is from the late 1920s. A Kuwaiti musician actually called Mahmoud al-Kuwaiti. The genre is sawt, which means voice, and it's thought to be a mix of traditional sea and desert music combined with a new style which was percolating from Egypt. For some people from the Gulf, this is a welcome reminder of a vanishing past. Author Sophia El Maria grew up in Qatar's capital city of Doha.
Like in the early 2000s, there was one shop in Doha that you could get old shellac records and just generally any kind of a record from, and it was like three old men sitting in a shop with several different kinds of old phonograph. And I had this, like, incredible anxiety that this stuff was just all going to be lost.
El Maria's family on her father's side, she's half American, was Bedouin. But she says within two generations in the city, they've lost many of the old skills, like how to weave tents. She also says they've become much more conservative, and keeping an eye on the past can remind people that this is a recent development.
I have a book called Arabian Time Machine from, like, 1971, and women are photographed in that book with beehives, a woman walking through the souk in a miniskirt,
El Maria isn't sure many young Qataris will pay attention to the archive. They're more interested in the World Cup football tournament set to be held there in 2022. But she likes that it's there. It's like a sleeper cell of knowledge, she says. Someday people will find it and it will matter. Alice Fordham, NPR News.